Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. No Dr. Troy today. He's got tons of stuff going on out at South Carolina Federal Credit Union, where he is the Chief Operating Officer, PhD in Global Leadership. So he has some stuff going out there today. The name of the show, Summer Going Fast. We got a show next week. We take a week off for Labor Day, and then, man, we get into that core of the year. Hard to believe. Summer winding down, back to school. I was outside of Target the other day. I mean, just a steady stream of families going in to get all that back to school gear. Back to school, now the second biggest shopping moment, you know, against Christmas, obviously. So obviously very, very cool to witness all of that. Our sponsor, XDI, the power of performance, the name of the show. The show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Like I said, brought to you by XDI.com, X-Ray Delta India.com. Folks, there is a tab on their website I would like you to click. It just says credit unions, not hashtag credit unions, but credit unions. And when you click on it, you will see a map of the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, where XDI is providing the most efficient statement services for credit unions all across the country. In the mail, online, tax forms, monthly statements, regulation statements, whatever. Folks, XDI.com, go check them out. If you haven't, you might be spending way more money than you need to on your statement presentment services. Hey, folks, great show today. Not going too far today, right up Interstate 35 to what we call here in Texas the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're going to be talking to Joshua Franzen. He is working for InTouch Credit Union, and we're going to ask him about his career. He was down at the recent conference here in San Antonio with the National Youth Involvement Board, better known as NYIB. We're going to ask him about all of it, and we'll do it all right after this.
Well, you know what? The first day I started, they put me actually on the teller machine, which was called a TC750. It was the only technology we had, and it was a machine that you had to press 17 buttons to process even a deposit to savings. And if you messed up one of those 17 buttons, it shook, then ding, popped open and rejected you in front of everyone. So it was glorious.
We have a similar machine for Jason, but he doesn't have to touch 17 numbers for somebody to
being
rejected.
Reject.
So, yeah,
oh, boy.
Yeah, much, much faster today.
From our first show of 2016, 7 years later, here we are, still broadcasting. Hey, folks, after the interview with Joshua, I'm going to talk to you about my conversation today with the new editor of the CU Times. Very enlightening. But before we get there, it's so nice to talk to somebody right here in the great state of Texas. His name is Joshua Franzen. And hey, Joshua, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you doing?
It is so nice to have you on the show. Hey, man, we know you're a young guy. You're doing a lot of cool things right now, but tell us about you and your career with credit unions.
Well, I actually started with credit unions as a career back in 2013. I left the big bank world as an associate manager, a banker, and a foreign currency specialist to come here. And, you know, I was nervous, like there's not too much of a difference, but I do know from being a member of a credit union since 1992 that there was a big cultural difference, and luckily,
right.
Wasn't too much of a jump. It's just that whole philosophy of remember the member, you know, does it benefit the member, and that's such an easy thing to get into. It didn't even faze me doing that, so that was great. But I started off actually, we call here at InTouch as a personal financial assistant. So it's a mixed role. You are a teller, You are a banker. Mm. You are a home banking specialist. It's a concierge model that we have here. So one-stop shop for a member to do everything. So started as that, and then I was promoted to a senior personal financial assistant, which just means more of a leadership role. So if the managers are not in, we're expected to lead, train, coach our incoming new hires. And then I was asked to be moved into our marketing department as a community business development rep with a special focus on financial education. So I took our current education outreach program and revamped it, revitalized it, brought it to life. We've been recognized 3 times on the national level in the year that I've started for that, for since I'm tying this radio station as another one.
Absolutely.
And then I was recently promoted to a senior role, again, so more of a leadership, guidance, coaching opportunity. So I work with our branches in Texas, in Nevada, Michigan, Tennessee, Virginia, to help them promote the credit union movement, In Touch, how we're helping our communities, helping our SEG partners. Mm-hmm. We actually have a rep in Memphis, too, who helps me with that. So she's very, very busy helping me on the East Coast. And we hired a new manager, so he's getting acclimated and ready to help push us even further than we've already gone. So I'm excited about that. But that's where I've been and met a lot of great people in the credit union movement. It's kind of great to see how in credit unions, even if you work for a different one, you're still there to support.
Well, there's definitely that cooperative. It's part of the whole credit union culture. But what I thought was fascinating about what you just said was that concierge model. You really learn the whole part of the credit union, folks that were coming in for transactions, folks that wanted to do those transactions online. For people that are not from Texas, they may not realize the marketplace that you're doing business in is the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. It is bigger than a lot of states in the United States. It is a very metropolitan. It's a very diverse place in North Texas, and I think you're getting great, great experience up there, and it sounds like you're really learning. You know, it's 2013, that wasn't that long ago, but it sounds like you're really absorbing a lot of great information. Recently, speaking of Texas, you got to come down to one of the great conference cities, not just in Texas, but all over the country, San Antonio, for the NYIB event. Tell us about it. What kind of things did you learn? Was it the first time you'd been there? Tell us about that event.
Well, it was my second time to go, and have to give a shout-out to the Cornerstone Credit Union League and the Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation, because the league actually helped they nominated and signed up on me to be the state delegate for Texas this year, so that was a great honor. And the foundation actually helped provide a scholarship to me to help offset that. And credit unions in the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas region, if you're listening, please use the league and foundation. They're a great resource. But I got to go. This was my second year going. It was great to go. I saw a lot of familiar faces, which is always great, but I also saw a ton of new faces, which excites me even more because that means more credit unions are getting on board, getting involved, the word's getting out there. But I did learn a lot. We had a guest speaker. She started a blog when she was a teen, and it just talks about everything going on with teens then to now, and she's got this great blog, so we got to get a lot from her, which actually coincided a lot with what I already knew, because we actually had a high school intern this year in our marketing department give us the kind of the same feedback and point of view, which was great that they both lined up. We got to see a performance from the Money Mammals. We got to talk to the National Credit Union Foundation about their programs and initiatives. We got to elect a new chairman, which I'm very proud to say that the new chairman is from Texas, so I feel great about that.
That is great. Anything that happens in Texas is great, but now that you mentioned the word, the phrase shout out, before I forget, mm-hmm. big shout out to somebody that has really kept me connected with the NYIB. I'm sure you met her when you were in San Antonio. Julie Lewis out in Florida does great, great work with the NYIB. She's been on this show, had the pleasure to meet her in person a couple of times. You talked about a high school student that started a blog. And so you're talking about that Gen Z, that truly different generation than yours. They're not old enough to vote, but they're still involved in the marketplace. I wanted to ask you about that. Based upon your experience working at a big credit union in a big state, what are credit unions doing right in how they market to young people, and what could they do better?
Well, I think we're doing right is what, and what a lot of people don't know either, or they may know, is that we are right there on par. We grow with our young members. So we start, most of us start them off with a savings account. Then we grow them into a teen account that gives them some exposure, but not as much exposure, but we very heavily involve the parents. So that cooperation is very important, and it helps solidify that. And then when they go off to college, we have an account for them, and they have resources available to them. We have plenty of that available to them to make those smart decisions. And especially these days, you know, with schools, you know, home economics programs are being cut. Certain states mandate personal financial courses. Some don't. It's great that a credit union can.
Well, Josh, even the states that mandate financial literacy, a lot of times it still doesn't happen. That's what I think is so great about NYIB. You guys are out there talking about this to people, because what you just said, a lot of states have placed it in their educational legislation. You have to teach young people about financial literacy. And yet I talk to high school and college students all the time. Well, we never had anything like that.
Right. And I didn't either. Luckily, had my dad. So great Minnesota farm boy who learned the value of a dollar early. But
farmers know about money. Farmers know how to manage money.
Yes, they do. Please support your local farmers. But it's hard for parents and teachers to start those conversations, because what do you exactly start with? Where do you even begin? So that's why NYIB is great, because we promote partnerships with our schools, community centers, libraries to help bridge that gap. You know, credit unions have train the trainer programs to train teachers to, or, you know, even if they still feel uncomfortable, we have, are more than welcome to go in the classrooms. But
That's
what we do right. We make ourselves open. Now,
over 500,000 students. That's what I read. Over 500,000 students have had financial education from the NYIB folks, those ambassadors that go out to all those schools and talk about it. That's great.
Yeah, we are so proud of that number.
So now the hard part. What do credit unions need to do better as they market to, like I said, six generations in the marketplace right now? One generation, mom and dad are still providing most of the stuff, but they'll be in college and stuff soon enough. What do credit unions need to do better to market to that young demographic?
What we need to do better is something that even banks are struggling with. All financial institutions and all corporations are struggling with is marketing through channels of social media and electronic means to make it more accessible and easier to manage your money. And that could one way or the other. And a lot of credit unions have jumped on board with that. Some are still developing, but we realized that that's where they wanted the millennials. Yeah, and I'm a millennial A. Sorry, I'm on the upper generation of that side. So my sister would be a millennial B. She's on the lower end. But, you know, we want it available, not necessarily instantaneous, but we want to know it's always available. And so we'd have to do that. But we're also trying to revamp education, too, because it's traditionally classroom-based. So how do we, if they can't get into us because they move far away for school or their local credit union or there's not one in their area, you know, what do we do to help make sure that they know that we are still here, even though we have a shared branching system, a shared ATM system? You know, how do we make them know that we are still here in their corner fighting for them, being the member advocate? So we're starting to explore those situations, making ourselves more available to every generation, really. But also just getting the word out that credit unions make a difference. We are an education resource for the community. You know, the joke is that credit unions, we are the best kept secret. And I'm like, but you need to share the secret.
Exactly. Well, you know, I guess you could call it like not a hashtag, but a tweet kind of example was somebody, I forgot who it was that told me this, but I think it was somebody that was on the show right before the show started, said banks give you a handshake, credit unions will give you a hug. And I thought that was just a great way to put the difference that people like you and other folks are trying to convey to that younger demographic. Fascinating points that you're making here. But to step away from just the work stuff, when you're not at work, when you're not at InTouch, what kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Oh, well, you know, I'm pretty boring, Jason. I go and see family. I mean, that's a big thing for me. Mom and dad are local, but sister is in the Air Force, as is my brother-in-law, so they're up in Spokane. And the other half of the family in Minnesota, so trying to make it up there. But I've gotten back into my cooking habits. I've started to get more of the travel bug biting me there, so haven't been out of the country yet, but been all over. Big reader. I mean, Barnes & Noble has my membership for a long time. But, you know, and then just the normal. I mean, I'm approaching that 30-year-old mark, so I'm trying to enjoy my 20s.
Hey, you're a young man. You're a young guy.
By the time December rolls around, I can't say I'm in the 20-somethings anymore. So, but, you know, I'm just seeing friends, family, doing what I need to do and, you know, trying to travel as much as I can. I mean, big nerd in me is always researching new things too. So a lot of history books are in there, actually just finishing up a book about Teddy Roosevelt myself. So that's pretty much what I do. And if I can get away to fish, then hey, I'm all for that too.
Well, plenty of great places to fish up in North Texas. That awesome. You know, I totally get that about family. My family is in town this week. I'm going down tonight to Universal City, not far from here, on the way to San Antonio to visit my family and my brother, who is an Air Force veteran, like your sister. Going on vacation in November, the week of Thanksgiving, to Minnesota. I love Minnesota. Go up there all the time. Love taking a week off and going up to Minnesota to the Mystic Lake Casino and all the beautiful stuff up in the Twin Cities. So we have that in common as well. Joshua, I hope you're enjoying your time at InTouch. You've just totally presented to the audience the reason that an ongoing program to intentionally engage young people, I believe, is the make or break marketing moment for really any brand, including credit unions. Young people, they're, no matter how many things they can do with their phone or with their iPad or with their technology, they're going to need cars and homes and jobs and stuff like that. And as I used to say when I spoke professionally, when you start listing things on your hand that are important to you, your faith, your family, your finances, you get to that money equation pretty quickly. And I do believe credit unions have a great, great message for young people, especially a second generation that likes to see social purpose as part of how they spend their money. And I think NYIB does a great job educating young people, not just on good financial literacy habits, but on the value proposition of credit unions. And I want to thank you and InTouch for giving us, letting us borrow you for a few minutes today, for joining us on the show, Joshua. Best of luck to you in everything you do in our marketplace. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. Joshua Franz and everybody, great, great interview. Great, great interview. Yep. And we'll wrap it up right after this. We've only got one shot, gonna take it now. Going all in, gonna make it count. Won't look back, gonna set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. Absolutely right. This is not a test. This is the real thing. My name is Jason Dias, and we are broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, about a 4-hour drive from where Josh is, if you're willing to pay the toll, right there south of Austin. Folks, remember, you can always rewind the interview. What Joshua is talking about is absolutely spot on. The way credit unions intentionally engage the next generation of car and home buyers will basically decide how many credit unions there are in 2025, in 2020, whatever metrics you want to apply to it. So keep focused on that. NYIB does a lot of great work in that area. Hey, folks, today, Friday, it is Friday, the 19th of August. You may have seen this on Twitter, in your newsfeed or whatever. Credit Union Times. Last week, we had Lisa Freeman on from the Credit Union Journal. I'm just going to say we've had, over the years, we've had a great relationship with the CU Times. Sarah Cook, the former editor, used to come on the show once a month and kind of give an elevator pitch, not pitch, but a report on the big news of the month or the week or whatever. And great stuff. But she's gone now. So they went out and got a new editor. I read Michael Ogden, formerly of CUNY Mutual. He had an article today, cheers to the credit union community, including the iconic cheers sign from the 1980s and 90s sitcom. And his last line of his article says, "I'm ready for this," period. Well, he also very honestly put out his mobile phone number. So if you wanted to talk to him, so I sent him some stuff. You know, we're a radio show. We've been doing a lot of stuff with credit unions. Like I said, 7 years on the air. Hey, come on the show. Talk about some things that I talked to him about some stuff offline that I had heard from former employees. He says, well, I can't really do that right now. I need to get situated. Wait a minute. In your article today, you said, I'm ready for this. If you were to have a multiple choice question and the answers were, I'm ready for this, and B, I need to get situated, I think you would agree those are two different things. Folks, there is so much mediocrity in the credit union marketplace right now. Glaring errors. People send me blast emails. Companies that I've done business with in the credit union marketplace will send me blast emails about a new promotion they're launching. And the email is replete with errors. It doesn't make any sense. I'm ready for this, but I need to get situated. Maybe it's just me. When I was a young man, I was an airborne infantry soldier in the United States Army. Our job was to jump out of an airplane or a helicopter, land in a place we had never been, kill the bad guys, accomplish the mission. There was no time to get situated. We were ready when we jumped. I know that kind of stuff is rare today, but when you're the editor of the CU Times, you can't say one thing and say another. Like I said, we had Lisa Freeman on. We have decided at the show that for news, if we do another monthly kind of, you know, news update, what's the big headline this month? What's the big story this month? We're going to go with the Credit Union Journal. Lisa Freeman, great show, tons of listens last week. I've been very honest about my interactions with the new editor of the CU Times. They have just been like last night, I went and saw the new Ben-Hur. They just been like, mediocrity. We had Joshua Franzen on today, so I know there's a lot of young people listening that went to the NYIB event. My advice to you, talk to people who have led creative performances first. Band directors, people that are directors in a local theater group or something. They're learning everything about a great performance. Name of the show, The Power of Performance. How to manage different personalities, different talent levels. A great email today from my buddy Tony Gilkinson down at GT Financial Credit Union in Tampa. He is a C-level credit union professional, but in his spare time, he does the job he was born to do. He is a director of these amazing dramatic performances at the Mad Theater in Tampa, Florida. And I asked him, I said, you know, as a director, does that help you hire people? Because as a director, you have to pick a person to be the lead in a dramatic presentation that thousands of people are going to see. And he said, absolutely. Absolutely. He says, I have been in situations where I've had just to trust my gut. This person is better for this role, even though the other person might have more experience. And he's also been in a situation where he's picked somebody that had more experience, but just simply didn't have the chemistry to work well with the rest of the cast, which is paramount to a great performance. So anyway, just great, great stuff this week. Joshua Friends, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I love Texas. There's no secret about that. But InTouch Credit Union is doing business in a test market, if you want. If you don't live in Texas and you don't understand Texas, most people listening to the show, most of your states could fit into Texas a couple of times. But where Joshua and InTouch are doing business, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, just a perfect test market for how credit unions can explore and educate and thrive in the future. I do not think small little tiny credit unions have a future in the credit union marketplace. You know, we've lost 50% of credit unions since what, 2008? There's been a 50% decrease in the overall number, but I do believe credit unions and community banks will continue to be the alternative to Bank of America, Chase, and all the Wells Fargo and all the big national brands. I do believe in states and in local communities, banks and credit unions will continue to compete for the same marketplace, the same audience of borrowers and people that need banking and transactional services. And so whatever you take away from the Joshua interview, he's working at a big credit union in a big place, and everything they're experiencing, you're going to experience. So thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, my name is Jason Dias. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.
The end of the end, that's all, folks.